This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When it sank in, this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain. That someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Well, we should probably recap the big show announcement this morning. Ken Laird, who months ago was elevated to the assistant to the brand manager. I believe that was your title, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct, Rick.
Has now been elevated to the very top of the rung of the corporate ladder here at WEEI, and now is going to be running the whole entire place. Official title is operations manager.
Operations manager.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd like to make it clear, I'm working underneath Mike Thomas, who's a great guy.
Big dog status.
Mm-hmm. And that means you will no longer be able to participate in this program.
That's correct. Big adjustment for me. 6 years doing this show. Like to point out, never called off sick, haven't missed a day except for birth of my daughter. Curtis can attest to that. Had to put up with Curtis for most of those 6 years. Very trying times.
Perfect attendance record.
Perfect attendance, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that will be the new standard going forward, Greg. Perfect attendance. And a vaccine mandate.
When does that begin, the vaccine mandate?
Next Monday.
Okay.
It's so funny, Greg. Last Saturday, we're talking, as we do during our show, and he's like, oh, I don't know about this. It's gonna. And then he's sitting in here today. He's already got his office set up. He's got edicts on the wall. He's like,
well, have you begun to think about the sweeping, the programming adjustments you will make here at this radio station?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Gonna hit the ground running.
What's first on your list?
I don't want to reveal too much.
Okay.
Know? I want to be thoughtful.
You're gonna kind of ease your way into it?
I don't think we're going to ease into much, but I think we want to be thoughtful about it.
I see.
Respectful of everything.
Good job, Ken.
Thank you, Wiggs.
I feel
you're already
like,
great at saying
no,
that.
No. Wiggy, you're all set. You're all set on this show.
Yeah, but
don't worry about it. You don't have to. You don't have to kiss his ass.
I would love that type of opportunity.
Really?
Position of power.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
I always wanted to
Sounds like somebody's already gunning for you.
No. But I always wanted to be a manager. Like,
really?
I always wanted to
what
be.
What is it about you that you think would make a great manager?
Well, I think.
Think about Ron Reneke. Now, that's a great manager.
I think it's my people skills. Yes.
Your people skills.
My
skills.
People meaning, communication
meaning
skills.
Wait a minute. You're pointing to communication skills?
Yes.
Kill
Henry.
That would not be the first thing that I would think about.
Yeah. You also do a really good job looking people in the eye when you talk to them.
Yeah, communication skills.
Do not encourage him, Coco.
He does.
That's his.
He does.
That's so he's a highly toted. My mother always taught me, if somebody don't look you in the eyes, be wary of that person.
Uh-huh. Good lesson.
Uh-huh. I see.
So, Ken, if you're ever looking for an assistant,
yes,
I am your man.
I will be. Thank you, Wiggs.
And everything is okay with you and Courtney. I mean, I know you two had a problem a few weeks ago.
She did not have a problem.
Okay.
We had a disagreement on a matter.
I see.
I think she saw the error of her ways, and yes, she's on the straight and narrow.
Yep.
Okay. Is her seat safe?
Of course it's safe.
Okay.
Oh, the show is doing very, very well.
I don't want her to have any anxiety issues or anything like that going forward. Okay.
See, that would have been a different answer for me with my managerial skills.
Oh, right.
Nobody's seat is safe.
Oh, really? you said you had great people skills.
Well, that's
so the first thing you're going to come in and say nobody's seat is safe.
Yeah, I mean, because
that doesn't
that
sound
means,
like great people skills.
Well, then that
to me.
Means people. It's like the Belichick way. Then that means people now have to go out there and you're going to get their best performance.
I think Wiggy would have a tough time with the consistency of a message because he's sort of all over the map.
I got a great message.
Well, speaking of the Belichick way to revisit the lead of Chris Curtis this morning, when it comes to who is safe and who isn't. Is everybody safe down there coaching-wise after that debacle on Saturday night?
They shouldn't be. If this were any other year with a different makeup of the staff, they wouldn't be. I mean, Robert Kraft said a couple things in the offseason. One, he said that we had to spend this money because of Bill Belichick's inept drafting. And then you have this season where the team got playing very well. They were in a great position. We all believed this season had a unique feel to it in terms of the wide-open nature of the AFC. And to sit here today at 10-8 and have a game where you didn't even show up. I mean, stunning in the just inept performance all day. I mean, nobody outside of Mac and Kendrick Bourne gave any semblance of a good effort and performance in Buffalo.
Last week we talked a lot about it on this program. And I wasn't here the last couple days, so I don't know how deeply you got into it. But when you went into that game, we talked a lot about what you were more concerned about. And my concern, Wiggy, which you were kind of all over me about, was the defense.
Mm-hmm.
The defense didn't show up in any way, shape, or form at all. It was embarrassing.
Bad. Nope.
From start to finish. And it wasn't even like
and
they were.
And is that on Bill or is that on Steve Belichick?
Well, we kind of talked about this yesterday,
right.
And the more I was thinking about it, because Curtis's big point was, you know, the fact that it's a Belichick could save him and that there needs to be some awkward, uncomfortable conversations. I don't want to speak for you, Curtis, but that was a big point, right?
You speak better than me. Thank you.
But I think that maybe there's too many cooks in the kitchen because there isn't a defensive coordinator named. Maybe that is the lack of leadership. That's where it stems from. If somebody is named, then everybody has a point to look towards.
Right.
That lack may be the issue. I don't think that Steve Belichick is the problem. And I think that he and Wiggy and I talked about this yesterday. He's constantly having to prove himself because his last name is Belichick.
Well, what do you think the problem is if it's not him?
Too many cooks in the kitchen. Nobody
Meaning
knows.
Who else? What, Mayo? Bill?
Yeah.
Mayo.
There's no defensive coordinator named.
If the defense played really well, who would get the credit?
I would assume that it would go to Steve Belichick.
No.
Really?
Why? You're going to say it's Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Anytime the defense plays extremely well, it's Bill Belichick, the genius. Look what Bill did.
Okay, but we have been told in a round, I guess not in the form of a title like Ken has, a new title, that Steve Belichick is running the defense.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
You said that, Wiggy.
No, let me say what I said, and Courtney, you be
didn't
the one.
Didn't he ask Devin McCourty about it in a
roundabout
way?
And he said he was like, look, I'm right, Curtis.
No, no.
Steve.
Yes, and yes. Let me ask Courtney, because she's the one that kind of is always objective and can kind of see it. I had said that Steve Belichick was always the defensive coordinator, the guy who called the plays, because you could see him calling the plays on the sideline. What did everybody do? They poo-pooed me with that. They said, no, they're getting that from Bill. Bill's the one really calling, and he's just a mouthpiece. Remember when I said that? And people were like, no, it's Bill's. And you, Curtis jumped ugly on me. He's not the defensive coordinator. Bill's the one calling, and he's just the mouthpiece.
All right, here's the issue, though, Wiggy, that this team, you can have a million growing pains. You can have a young rookie quarterback. All of these excuses are real because they're accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no way that Robert Kraft ever thought that they would lose a game because their team wasn't mentally prepared for it.
Right.
And the guy that they just extended, Adrian Phillips, who has no axe to grind with the organization, he just got paid.
Mm-hmm.
In his exit interview said they were physically there, but their coaches didn't have them mentally prepared for the game. There was an issue with messaging.
Right.
And you don't blame Steve Belichick. Just like in The Office, Pam says, you don't blame Michael for driving the car off the road. You blame the guy that gave Michael the keys.
So you blame Bill.
Yes, blame. This all goes back to Bill Belichick.
But something happened bye week time. I mean, different team after that.
Yes.
Right?
Right. But my theory is I'm more on the Lou theory, is that your team wasn't as good as that seven-game Span showed us. And then when you got to a good Colts team, a good Buffalo game, the second go round where it wasn't, you know, 70 mile an hour winds and that the elements played a major.
So you're saying they were fraudulent during the 7-game win streak?
Yeah.
That's what you would.
Yeah, I'm jumping on the Lou train.
But that is not what happened. I understand. Even if the Patriots had the best game plan, the way Josh Allen played, they're losing that game no matter what. I believe that the Bills were going to win. Mm-hmm. They were more talented. They had the best player on the field who played a perfect game. But they quit, Wiggy.
Oh, yeah,
they
quit.
Didn't try.
Oh, they
that is something far more damaging going forward than anything that was actually done on the scoreboard.
By the way, didn't Wiggy have Steve Belichick anointed as a head coach shortly in the NFL?
Three years. Ooh. Another great call.
Okay. So then Mayo had no input in that defense?
No, Mayo has input.
Okay, so you can have a bad game and look at Mayo. Mayo's still one of the hot commodities out there. So I don't think when you look at that defense.
But they had four bad games minus Jacksonville.
Okay.
They had four bad. The defense could not get off the field.
So then the defense.
They could not get a stop.
So then the defense issues are Belichick, Mayo, and Steven Belichick. All three of them are to blame equally, correct?
Right. And do you think that Robert Kraft is sitting here after that national embarrassment and wanting somebody to go, something different to happen?
I think that just like last offseason, there was a, quote, more compatible, more relatable, more inviting draft board and offseason plan. I think if I'm Robert Kraft, I'm saying to Bill Belichick, I don't care who you hire, you have the right to hire whoever you want, but you're naming a defensive coordinator. We are going to have a clear, organized coaching tree where people know who to listen to. They're not hearing one thing from Steve, another thing from Gerard. We need the Patriots are going to require Belichick's brilliance as a defensive mind to get closer to the Bills because they're not going to be able to get as many talented players as the Bills have in one offseason. So you need to at least get the basics in order so that you don't have an issue like that. I mean, they were 9-4.
You're talking about a situation like, for instance, a radio station has a program director for 4 months.
Right.
And then you have one of his underlings running around usurping whatever he says all the time behind his back just to elevate himself.
That sounds like a toxic workplace.
Not anymore.
But at least we know which one that has the title, right?
Right.
Brian Flores never had the title of defensive coordinator. I don't even think Matt Patricia had it.
Yeah, Patricia did.
I'm not sure. I don't know if he had it.
I thought Patricia had it.
I'm not. But the point I'm trying to make is that I kind of agree with Curtis a little bit is the – if the defense coordinator title is on somebody, then we know who to blame.
All right, we got more on this, obviously, but we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Visit the 99 restaurant every Sunday for Football Frenzy. Great dining deals like $5.99 full-size appetizers, 59-cent bone-in wings, the 99 always the real deal. And, of course, this Sunday you can watch TB12 against the Rams. Big football weekend. Also, Ian Rappaport just reporting, and this is maybe getting less pub, Greg, than the coaching search of Gerard Mayo and others, but GM spot, Raiders going to interview Dave Ziegler, who is the Patriots. Rappaport describes him this way. Dave Ziegler keyed the Patriots' thorough rebuild through free agency and the draft. He's going to interview with the Raiders on Friday. So if you believe that Bill was more collaborative this year, that could be a big loss for the team.
Just looking at the Twitch chat quickly, which, by the way, the Twitch feed in which you can watch this program every day is brought to you by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man Straight Bourbon Whiskey, and we thank them for that. And it is the big old dog who is asking or suggesting that Robert Kraft is actually saying, I can't believe you made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback and a bunch of old free agents. Do you think that Robert Kraft looks at it that way? Like he's happy that this team made the playoffs?
There's no way that Robert Kraft sitting up in that hellhole in Buffalo was happy with anything.
Bart's got an interesting perspective on Gerard Mayo, too. Wiggy, did you hear this? He is very critical of Mayo jumping ahead of candidates that should be ahead of him.
I don't get that one, man. Like, I think we give too much credit to these Bill Belichick assistants. I mean, I think he would be skipping the line in front of so many qualified people. Whatever happened to Eric Bieniemy? What happened to Byron Leftwich, Ty Bowles? All these guys deserve opportunities before Gerard Mayo. I'm sure he's a young, you know, up-and-coming coach. It's not his turn.
You agree with that?
to a certain point, right? Because we talked about...
Well, I mean, it's the best guy for the job. What, there has to be a pecking order?
Well, no. Right. How do we know... Usually we base best guy for the job based on... And Curtis brings it up, right? Based on what they've done. Defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator. When you hire guys, and that's why I thought Mayo, his best thing to do was go somewhere and be a defensive coordinator, because there's always going to be that kind of like Bart Scott. Well, how does he jump a Byron Leftwich, who's an offensive coordinator? How does he jump a Eric Bieniemy, who's an offensive coordinator and bid for a cup? How does he jump a Brian Daboll, who's been an offensive coordinator for so many years, right? And I think there are going to be people that look at that where he's never had the defensive coordinator title or even called the plays.
Well, Brian Flores never had the title and went to Miami. That worked out pretty well.
Right, but did he call the plays? I think he called the plays.
Well, you're saying the title. Brian Flores never had defensive coordinator title.
Right. Ken never had the program director title, and he's bounced himself right up to operations manager.
You guys see he parked title. In Mark Hannon's spot?
Well, Hannon's got to move. It's my day. By the way, hot new Mel Kiper first mock draft of the year is up. Your Patriots... Another Bama guy, Jameson Williams, the wide receiver from Alabama, coming off that leg injury.
The one who tore his ACL in the national championship game?
Yeah, in the first quarter there or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're that would be a good pick. If you're sticking with Mac Jones, I heard that somebody on this show suggested that it would be a good idea to trade Mac Jones. Was that said while I was gone?
No, that was national.
Yes, it was.
Was that ridiculous statement made by somebody on this show?
I don't think it was ridiculous.
But if you're sticking with Mac Jones, then that's the way you go, right?
I think so.
Bunch of Bama guys.
Get that elite top receiver. Bruins go down. Five-game win streak comes to an end last night. 7-1 they get beat. 5-goal first period for Carolina. Embarrassing on Willie O'Ree night, Wiggy.
Yes.
That is not good. But
2-1 when it was 2-0 and they scored. I was like, all right, cool, right? They're back. And next thing you know, it was 3-1.
It was like 10 seconds. But Washington coming in Thursday, they'll turn the page there. Celtics with a good matchup with the Charlotte Hornets tonight, 7:30 tip. That's what's trending now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Is it getting better? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're the same. One love.
comments made by Bono the other day. Did you happen to see Bono, who was on a podcast, and said that he can't stand the name U2?
What?
But more importantly, when he hears their songs, he cringes.
What?
Oh, man.
Is this a different U2?
I mean, is that a bit of a douche move?
Yes.
When you've made a couple $100 million to say that you now cringe at the song? No?
No, because there are actors who go, I can't stand watching myself on watching their movies. Like Denzel Washington said he's never watched one of his movies.
Okay, well, can we go get our money back then for the cringy songs that we all downloaded or the album that was sent to us in its entirety on our iPhones years ago? I mean, it seems like a douchey comment to make.
That is the definition of it.
Right?
Really?
I mean, yeah. Thanks for spending money on our music. I personally don't like any of the songs.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't like the way his voice. You never heard people in radio go, "Ooh, I hate the way my voice sounds."
No, I've never.
Well, no, I get that. I get that. And I get the acting thing, like watching yourself. But when you're saying every song that U2 comes out with, like you should be proud of the music
you're
putting
out. Well, maybe is he talking about when he hears it himself? He's like, "Ooh, my voice sounds weird."
No, he said he cringes at the music.
He cringes when he hears their music. So basically, he's cringing in your direction because you're a U2 fan. It seems like a weird take to me. But.
I mean, why is that even a topic? So he was asked about his music on a podcast, and he just out of the blue was like, I don't like it?
Yes, essentially.
Did you see that new, speaking
that sucks.
Of...
I mean, you listen to it your whole life. You're performing 400 times. Like, what a weird thing to say.
Speaking of music, did you see that the punk rock festival that's going to happen in Vegas October 22nd next year? It's like it's called When We Were Young, and it's like Paramore, My Chemical Romance, Dashboard Confessional. It's Taking Back Sunday. It was all over social media yesterday.
Everybody's
yeah,
fired up about it.
Oh my god!
Is this like a Coachella thing?
Similar.
But Paramore hasn't—they stopped playing or something a while ago, right? They haven't played in a long time,
right? That's but they're going to be in this. I mean, tons and tons of bands are going to be at this.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
I wanted to talk about the Patriots, but Courtney, you just showed your age by calling that group of bands punk rock. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Somewhere the surviving members of the Ramones are rolling over in whatever in their day beds.
What would you consider? Yeah. What would you categorize them as?
Well, I have a friend that I went to school with. That's the drummer from one of the bands. And he's like a Boston guy, Boys Like Girls. They're one of the bands and on that bill. And I would probably say that if he were to say what type of music it would be, it'd be kind of like emo pop rock.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like emo. You know,
something
emo
like
punk.
That. Yeah.
If you want to create a category.
It's not punk. Punk's got to be like where they just don't give an F, you know. But anyways, in regards to the Patriots, like everyone keeps talking about the coaching, like the coaching didn't do this. And the coach, to me, the coaching is what got them through that stretch where they were winning games. I personally think that when we went to Buffalo and beat Buffalo in that terrible weather, I think Buffalo didn't show up. That's what I think happened. And I think the next two games that Buffalo played us, they knew they had to show up because they were embarrassed. But based on the talent that's in this league, look at the talent. Wiggy made had a great lead this morning. You look at all these teams that are still in the playoffs. They have these amazing talents on their team, if not several people that have these amazing talents that scare you.
That was the lead of corporate Ken Laird.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. Ken, also, Ken, congratulations on your move up.
Thank you, Mike.
So that's what I think is the problem with the Patriots is, whether you're talking defense, if you exclude J.C. Jackson, every single guy on defense, you're going at him all day because you're not afraid of that guy shutting you down. And when you talk about offense, Hunter Henry is maybe their best option aside from their running game, which is pretty solid. Mm-hmm. But there's nobody on offense that scares you. There's nobody that's like, all right, we got to do what Bill Belichick does and take the best weapon out of the game. Nobody scares you. Speed-wise on defense, they have no speed at all. They cannot run sideline to sideline and contain a guy like Josh Allen, and that's the biggest problem. They cannot play with a team like Buffalo because Buffalo has a guy that can literally outrun everybody on that defense.
But
everybody.
So are you saying that the team bought their own hype after that Buffalo win?
I think they did. I think they bought into the hype that they had, that the coaching staff was probably bestowing on them after that. And I think it was probably a little bit of an illusion to them that they weren't as talented as they thought they were. And they found out in a really hard way over the course of the last few weeks and then last week.
And Mike, yeah. I think that's a good point because Courtney asked Bill at the end of the interview, the Tuesday following the Monday night game, about keeping, they have their whole play, passing plays available for the next game against the Bills. And we sort of didn't read into it at the time, but later we understood it as Bill Belichick was kind of mocking the Bills, saying that, like, we ran it or he used some double entendre with us.
Yeah.
And he did seem to sort of be feeling his oats or whatever the term is.
Well, he also made some sort of a reference to running the first thing when he called the program that morning.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, they seem pretty happy after that one.
I'm with Mike on that one. I think they bought into that they might have been a better team than they really were. And then when
you think even Bill bought into that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Bill bought into that. But when you think about, and then they ran into the Colts, which was a good football team. And they're like, well, they beat us. Maybe one. And then Buffalo, you get Buffalo in not the ideal situations. And Buffalo beats you. Like, and then you lose to Miami, which, you know, was a good football team playing hard for their coach. And you're like, well, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were.
Do you think that there are enough people inside the walls of Gillette Stadium, whether it's from Robert Kraft to Jonathan to Bill, that have the ability to stand up to someone who says, wait, we don't need to make major changes here? Do you think everybody inside their facility at One Patriot Place knows that what happened on Saturday night, remove the loss, I think that they would have lost no matter what, but the effort, the way that they quit, do you think that that has bothered enough people to make serious changes going into next year?
Serious roster changes or serious coaching changes or both?
I think a feeling as though everybody's job is on the line if things don't change.
I would think that the organization, based on their past history, mm-hmm. has to be embarrassed by the way that game
yes.
went,
right.
by the way they lost that game.
But who should be afraid? Josh is not going yet nowhere, so you think so what, Mick Lombardi?
What are you talking about? He could be the head coach of the Bears.
No, but you said guys getting fired. Like, you're not firing Josh McDaniels. You're not firing Steven Belichick.
Why?
You're just not.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
It's a question. Why not?
Well, Bill's not firing his kid. We know that.
Okay, so that's a problem, right?
And then Josh is not going to be fired because I think Josh did a good enough job all year long.
So we're hiring people now that don't have the same standards as their colleagues. So the defensive coordinator, the mm-hmm. adjunct defensive coordinator, is not going to lose his job, but Gerard Mayo may leave.
So you think you should? So if Mayo don't leave, you think Belichick and Mayo should be fired? I mean, Steven Belichick and Mayo should both be fired.
Yes. Well, no, not Mayo. I don't think Mayo should be fired. I think Steven Belichick should be fired.
What? Why not Mayo? He's
because the team listens to him, and he's a leader of those guys.
But
and that's it. The leadership thing, the veteran leadership thing, is lacking on this team. I mean, it's really Devin McCourty.
Right.
Well, you would say
who else?
Matthew
Devin,
Slater.
It would be Dante Hightower. It would be Kyle Van Noy.
Hightower took a season off.
Kyle Van Noy, see you later. Yes. Take care.
I want to get this because Curtis believes that those players in there don't listen to Steven Belichick, but they listen to Mayo.
Yes.
But Devin McCourty said that Belichick was the one.
Right.
We just brought that up.
You're not going to get an honest answer from the players about who they do or don't listen to.
I think you could get him to say, oh, yeah, both of them, you know, Mayo and Belichick are both, you know, equally helping
and
us
I think
out.
And I think they listen to both of them. But if you're saying it's about firing the guys that didn't do their job, if you're telling me and you told me all year that they're both cold defensive coordinators, why are you not firing both of them?
This is Al, the great Al from Everett. Hello, Al.
Hi, Greg. Welcome back, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Can I say real quick and then we can just – Courtney,
Yes.
Great addition to the show. I never get a chance to tell you that. You really are.
Oh, thank you so much.
I got a senior in high school daughter. She's going into college. If she turns out like you, I'd be a proud dad, let me tell you.
Oh, Al, thank you so much.
So, Greg, I got to give you some credit. About 8 weeks ago, whatever it was, I said to you, how many of these games do you think they're going to win? And you told me 5 or 6, and I thought you were nuts.
Yeah.
And they rattled off Cleveland, the Chargers. And I'm scratching my head saying, how is this team beating these teams? Well, it turns out Maloney's right. Wiggy's right. These teams didn't make the playoffs. The schedule wasn't what we thought it was. And just now you talked about Tennessee. They had 21 guys, Curtis. You flipped on me, man. I was so proud of you before. You really flipped on me. 21 guys on injured reserve, and they still ran for 300 yards and fumbled 4 times. So, yeah, it was fool's gold, but guess what? There's a bigger picture here, guys, a way bigger picture. And this is the cosmic, this is the Tom Brady revenge tour. He had to make the playoffs. He had to, so everybody could see Bill Belichick in a playoff game Saturday night without the greatest player of all time. It was an embarrassment.
Al,
he's a mediocre coach. Brady. Yeah,
Al.
Yeah, yeah.
You think they win that game with Tom Brady instead of Mac Jones? No way. That defense was horrible.
They don't play that game, Greg. They don't play that game. You know why they don't play that game? They're 14-2, 13-3, four, whatever. They get the best record in the conference. And they home, and they don't play that game. How's that for an answer?
Well, now you're holding Mac Jones accountable, and you're suggesting that the defense was clearly the problem the last 4 weeks of the regular season. Even Wiggy has to admit
that. Yeah, the defense was bad.
You know why, Greg? Greg, why do you think that is, Greg?
You guys just said it.
You guys just said it. They played real quarterbacks, real teams, except one. And what did they do? Jacksonville, they killed them.
Right. Yeah.
What do you need to see?
And don't blow through the don't put nothing on the offense. What happens when a team scores on your defense? What happens? What's the next step that happens
when a team scores on your defense?
Yes.
That team attempts an extra point.
And then after an extra point, after the extra point, what do? They kick the ball off to your offense.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Well, there's a commercial break.
Yes.
So, as an offense, you got to be able to match even if your defense gives up points.
Right.
Your next 3 series can't be interception, punt.
Right. What about when your defense gives up a perfect game?
But why?
Or when your offense doesn't come through, who gets the ball next? What phase is out there next?
So, exactly. Ooh. So you throw an interception.
This is a cliffhanger.
You throw an interception, which you should have walked away with at least 3 points. Now it's a 7-3 ball game. It's completely different.
Now, Tony Bologna, 617, is calling me a moron in the Twitch chat. I really miss these people in Twitch.
Tony Bologna.
I should have taken. Do you think next time I could take Twitch on vacation with me?
Yes.
That's what I should do.
Says, who's not coming this time, then, if you're bringing Twitch?
Says, I'm a moron for blaming the defense. I am not a moron. That game was lost embarrassingly by the defense.
But I got to say, Bill, look at those halftime adjustments. Really changed things up in the second half.
Yeah, the defense was a major problem. But
yes.
Did the offense help?
They gave up a perfect game.
Did the offense help?
No, they didn't help.
Okay, so you have to put some of the blame. You have to give them some of when the next 3 possessions, if your defense is not showing up, we've seen this before. Offensively, you have to help out. You have to show up.
Absolutely.
We had a caller yesterday, Colin, and I completely agreed with him. He said the only person who showed up to play that game was Mac Jones.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
In what sense?
Because he seemed like it was. I saw more out of him than we saw out of him the entire season.
You said what?
We saw more out of him than what we saw the entire season. We talked about his pocket awareness.
Yes. Hello.
But their offense wasn't good.
Because he doesn't have anybody to throw to.
Okay. So now, all of a sudden, when he's playing good all year long, throwing to people is not the issue. Now
he wasn't really throwing that much all year round.
He was a passenger.
I mean, cut the guy some slack. He and the missus are trying to learn how to cook.
Oh, jeez. That's right. Maybe it was the P.F. Chang's order.
And you asked about Tom Brady in that game. Yeah. I think it's a different outcome in that game because guess what?
You think they win that game with Tom Brady?
Here's what I would say.
Oh, God.
Wiggy, I love Brady more than anything in the world.
Come on.
They don't win that game with Brady.
Their first possession, they go down and score because Brady completes that pass to Nelson Aguilar.
Okay, so they lose 47-24.
Yeah, they build confidence. The game is about confidence.
Oh, man.
How confident can you be on offense when you're watching your defense look like a sieve the entire game?
When you get the ball, it's about confidence. Your next possession, hey, there is a sieve over there. We get the ball. We go downfield. We score. It's 7-7. Even if they go back on the field, they go down, score, and they make it 14-7. When we get the ball back, we have confidence. We go down, and we now make it 14-14. How many games have we seen before in the National Football League, or just in general, where you go, man, look how good the defense played, where they only held them to 7 points, but offensively you couldn't do none, or vice versa, which we saw in the past with Tom Brady, when the defense sucked, but guess what, the offense was there to pick it up
Wiggy,
go score 30 plus a game.
I have a question: the greatest comeback in sports history, 28-3.
Exactly.
How many points did the Falcons score in the fourth quarter?
I can't remember. Zero.
Zero.
Right.
Zero. That's how they were able to come back.
Right.
If the Falcons had kept scoring, they wouldn't come back.
Hightower caused a turnover in that game. I don't remember.
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh. Right.
Go back to the season that the Patriots lost to the Giants in the second Super Bowl. When the Sterling Moore defense wasn't very good, but that offense was averaging 30-plus a game. So when your D has a bad game, you as an offense, you can't go 3-and-out, 3-and-out, 3-and-out.
You mean the game where Welker didn't catch the ball?
No, the second Giant game.
That was the second Giant game.
Was that the Sterling Moore? When Sterling Moore was on the defense and the defense wasn't very good, but their offense averaged 30-plus points. They played Chicago in Chicago in a snow, and they scored like 35 points. Greg, you cannot – the offense, but you got to hold the offense accountable.
It's a phrase as old as time, as old as I am. What wins football games?
Oh,
defense.
Oh, my God. You're going to go with the defense?
Defense.
But you got to be able to score.
I understand you're an offense guy.
Do football.
You're never going to acknowledge it.
But
right,
you got to score.
We got to take a quick
extended drives.
We got to take a quick break.
Okay, well, Ian Rappaport just said that Gerard Mayo is in Denver right now speaking with the Broncos.
Oh!
Why isn't Steve Belichick getting into these interviews? I thought they were co-defensive coordinators.
He's not going to do it, man.
It's amazing how the rest of the NFL is telling you something that you refuse to see.
I told you yesterday, it's because he's a black former player that had success and is now under Belichick, where it's a lot harder for Steven to get an opportunity than it is for Gerard Mayo. If you can't see that, I don't know what to tell you.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Mike Milbury on this show after a disappointing outing for your Boston Bruins last night, and Tuca a little rusty in that first period last night, Ken Laird. But you got to give Tuca a bit of a pass, right?
Honestly, I don't think any of those five goals were really his fault. Maybe the fourth one.
Yeah.
But it was just guys standing right in front of him.
I know. I mean, it's tough to come back when you go down five in the first round. Yeah.
Wiggy blames the offense.
Well, let's all, you know who we should just blame? Let's just blame Stephen Belichick. Let's blame anybody with a last name Belichick.
Actually, no. I just would blame a guy who has the same experience as I do playing football at Rivers. I don't think it qualifies me to be a head coach in the NFL.
You know Tuca that, or Puka.
You know what that defense was? That defense was a top five defense this season. So you would fire a top five defensive coordinator?
Yeah, we don't do regular season awards around here. I don't know if you've been following the Patriots
for a long
time.
They were top five, Mike.
This is AV from Arlington. What's up, AV?
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
I have two requests, one for Greg and one for managerial status over there.
Yes, for
one, Ken. It's like a lock in my speaker. Can you please stop calling Saturday's game a perfect game? I've never heard that term.
Same.
And it's like a lock in my speaker.
We talked about this earlier this morning that I had never heard of a perfect game in the NFL, and apparently perhaps the national media has their distaste for this dynasty has led them to now suggest that for the first time ever in the NFL a team has affected a perfect game, and it was against.
Oh, this is perfect!
It was against your New England Patriots. I'll stop mentioning it, AV, because it hurts. And what's the recommendation for Ken?
And two, I'm a fairly new listener, about 18 months in. Love the show.
Thank you.
Can I ask for two things that could probably bring a younger, more dynamic audience to your station?
Yes, of course.
One, can we stop the antiquated time and temperature check in the midday show? And can you give Coco and Wiggy power to do some rejoin music that was made post 2010?
Yeah. 49 Gresham Keefe here with you.
Gresh can do what he wants during his show. But certainly, I think Wiggy and Courtney were in charge of the music while I was gone.
They were, yes.
Wiggy did a really good job.
I don't know if I was in charge of it.
You did a good job?
I was asked, hey, can you give me a rejoin?
Somebody told me that you took a song from a video that I shared with you guys, and that was a rejoin while we were gone.
No, we didn't go that one. We didn't go down that right. Yeah, I don't know if we want to put that song on as a rejoin.
I do think we
should
do
a few things in there that people are a little sensitive to.
We tried modern music for the new show open, and people hate it.
Yeah, they don't like the new show open.
And I didn't know that Wiggy was such a big Faith Hill fan, but that turns out.
I do think we should do a Mac Miller rejoin today because it is his, unfortunately,
post-death
birthday today.
Yes.
They don't like the
post. I've never heard it.
I don't know how.
Is it his birthday or his anniversary?
No, it's his birthday, but he's not with us anymore.
You celebrate birthdays after you're dead.
Well, yes, you can. We celebrated Betty White.
Courtney's like, happy post-death birthday. Yeah.
I don't really up-talk like that.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
You must do it on the no. That's the only time you up-talk is when you say
yes, no.
Yes, no. An excited no.
Or a yes.
Or yeah. Or
Greg.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you do the yes, yes,
No. Okay, maybe more than no. No.
Greg, by the way.
Is it going to be like, do you take this woman to, or do you take this man, Santo, to be your wedded husband or whatever, and she's going to go, yes, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
Big planning weekend for the wedding.
Really?
So, yeah.
Second time you've mentioned that.
You didn't acknowledge it the first time, so I thought I had to circle back.
Courtney's not really an up-talker. No. She's more of like the, you know, what's that, like the fine china silverware, charcuterie board type of person.
What? What do you mean?
She's not really an up-talker. She's more of like the charcuterie board.
Okay, up-talkers
What the hell
love,
does that have to do with anything?
Up-talkers love charcuterie board.
I like what he's saying,
though. No.
It's the new social media.
Right.
Thirst
I'm talking
is this
more like
charcuterie
the valley,
board.
Yes. Valley girl.
Yeah. Courtney's more of like the preppy wedding
these
crashes.
These people don't have cards. They spend the same amount on their charcuterie boards. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is happening to this country, Curtis?
I don't know.
In front of our eyes.
But I do like Courtney's idea of a post-death birthday. Very easy to pull off a surprise, you know?
Yes. True, yes. Hey, that'd be a thing you could do on the show every day, post-death birthdays.
Well, we talked about Betty White's birthday after she died.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Mac Miller is trending on Twitter right now.
All right, we can do some Mac Miller.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. Do we have to take a break?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quick reminder that there are several ways that you can listen to this show every single day. And if you're unable to listen on any of the radio stations that we have for you around New England, you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere at any time. It'll just take you a moment or two to download the Odyssey app, and you can politely ask your smart speaker to play WEEI.
Get the latest Boston sports news, videos, and updates anytime, anywhere.
Go to WEEI.com and Facebook.com/WEEI.
Hey, it's Greg Hill, and I found money at FindMassMoney.com. FindMassMoney.com is a service of the state treasurer's office, and they are currently holding $3.4 billion in unclaimed funds for you, the citizens and businesses of the Commonwealth. You could have unclaimed money from forgotten bank accounts, stock certificates, payroll and refund checks, insurance proceeds, and more. My name was on the list. Yours could be as well. That makes for a happy new year. Go to FindMassMoney.com today. It's fast, it's easy, and it's free.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Hey guys, meet Shane Switzer, owner of the Pizza Man.
Thanks, Greg. Pizza Man has multiple locations, and Unified Office has given us the phone technology so our customers no longer wait on hold or get busy signals. Unified has greatly improved our customers' phone experience while boosting our revenues big time. If you run restaurants and you're concerned about your customers' experience when they call, Unified Office is game-changing.
To improve your restaurant profits, please check out UnifiedOffice.com or call 877-589-3700.
Having football down to a science starts with having sleep down to a science. Because the better you sleep, the better you show up on game day. That's why NFL players rely on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It senses their movement and automatically adjusts to keep them effortlessly comfortable. And it tracks vital sleep metrics like average heart rate and average breath rate, so they know exactly how well they slept. It tackles the science. All they have to do is sleep. Don't miss our January sale. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Well, guys, when it comes to the sexual health of men, it is all they do every single day at Northeast Men's Health. And whether it is erectile dysfunction or premature issues or low testosterone, 90% of the men who they treat enjoy terrific results. That can be you. When it comes to erectile dysfunction, there are many things that can cause it, whether it's diabetes, heart issues, testosterone, even daily meds. But most Northeast Men's Health patients enjoy great success when it comes to getting their lives back. You can schedule an appointment today at either of their two offices, one in Salem, New Hampshire, the other in Dedham, across from Legacy Place. Your initial visit is just $99, and that includes a medical consultation, a PSA test, a T-test, and if they advise it, a test dose of one of their medications. And if it doesn't work while you are there in the office, then your visit is free. So make an appointment today at Northeast Men's Health. They can help. Their number is 617-793-5000. That's 617-793-5000. Or you can visit northeastmenshealth.com.
It's a new year. And for all kinds of small businesses, that means a new start. Whatever the year ahead holds, now Comcast Business is making it easy to get going with the Ready, Set, Save sale. Get started with fast and reliable internet and advanced security for $69.99 a month for 12 months. Switching is easy with flexible installation times, and you'll also get backing from an expert team 24/7 so you can focus on planning the year ahead. Plus, for even more value, ask how to get free installation included when you buy online. Get a great deal for your business with the Ready, Set, Save sale today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 100 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Early termination fee applies. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Call or go online for details.
Everyone loves a bit of luxury in their life. At Lexus of Watertown's pre-owned superstore, luxury and affordability always go together. Leave the cold outside as you shop only the finest pre-owned vehicles indoors and in comfort. And with prices starting at under $15,000.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.